USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A week of memorials for former President George H.W. Bush beginning this evening as the 41st president will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda through Wednesday morning. Mr. Bush's funeral is scheduled for Wednesday morning at Washington National Cathedral, followed by a second funeral on Thursday in Houston that will be attended by his family. Former President Bush passing away on Friday at age 94. One of his sons, former President George W. Bush, saying of his dad's presidency,
"The mission was not George H.W. Bush. The mission was, how do we serve the United States? How do we help the United States? How do we make the United States better?"
U.S. officials say a senior ISIS commander involved in the execution of a U.S. hostage in 2014 has now himself been killed in a U.S.-led airstrike in Syria over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
The National Weather Service confirming 22 tornadoes did touch down in central Illinois on Saturday. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
We're still assessing damage because so much of it happened after dark, but Taylorville seemed to have gotten the worst of it.
Governor Bruce Rauner says 3 people are being treated for major injuries and 18 are being treated for minor ones.
Fortunately, no fatalities. Christian County was hit the hardest. Many families completely lost everything.
At least 2 people were injured when a tornado touched down at Kings Bay Naval Base in southeast Georgia. Also, earlier, a twister killed 1 person in Aurora, which is in southeast Missouri.
Things are starting to return to normal for the people in Alaska that suffered through a powerful 7.0 magnitude earthquake on Friday. Officials say crews are now focusing on repairing damaged roads and other infrastructure. There have been 1,400 recorded aftershocks since the original quake. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get 1 free pillow when you buy 1 at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Today, Anchorage, Alaska schools will be closed, and they'll stay closed all this week as that area is trying to recover from the massive 7.0 earthquake that struck back on Friday. The Anchorage School District Superintendent, Dina Bishop, announcing the closure, adding that the district will fix the damage seen at all those schools, and they'll try to do so as quickly as possible so classes can resume on December 10th. Bishop noted that students will either attend their home schools or perhaps an alternate site, depending on the headway they can make in repairing that damage. There's a new cancer drug on the market which targets genetic mutation instead of cancer type. The FDA has approved Vitrakavi, which costs $393,000 a year wholesale. The drug is the first of its kind, though, to treat cancers based solely on a specific genetic mutation. And the couple who lost a wedding ring in a gutter in Times Square, getting their ring back now, the New York Police Department says officers found the English couple and are now working to get the ring back to them. Just after midnight, a man chose a bustling sidewalk in Times Square to propose to his girlfriend. She did say yes, but before he could put the ring on her finger, it bounced into the nearby gutter. The couple did quickly flag down a cop who helped them try to retrieve it, but they couldn't at the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.